Joining us by telephone is Tom Teating with Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Hello, Tom.
Hi, how are you today?
Not too bad. Some money heading towards Stevens Point. What exactly is this money going to be used for?
Yeah, this is a site assessment grant that comes through a state program, which is it's called a brownfield program, which helps communities deal with sites that have some environmental challenges, whether it's removal of abandoned materials, possibly water, ground contamination. But the site assessment grant is intended to help the city of Stevens Point as they're looking at some of the work that's being done in the former Center Point property. The grant is for $34,500, and that will reimburse the city for their site investigation and some other assessment costs that they are doing as part of the environmental work that is being done there to redevelop that property.
So a lot of this is paying for the preparation work, make sure there's no hidden surprises, things like that.
That's what it's for, yeah, and that's why it's called an assessment grant. It helps the city cover some of their costs as they go into to really get an idea of what their risks might be as part of the overall demolition and redevelopment work progress.
These programs, not easy to get funding for, are they?
Well, you know, and we have guidelines through the state program of what qualifies, and then there's a kind of an application process, and almost really an underwriting process where the community has to make their case. They have to put in a plan to us in order for us to look at and determine, you know, what's the viability, what's the potential economic impact, a number of factors that go into this as well that allows us to help those communities where we can do that with the state dollars that we have.
Sounds like you've been working with Michael Ostrowski on this project down at the Community Development Office. I would imagine this process started a long time ago.
Well, the whole project itself has been going on for well over a year, so it's been in that time period that the city has come to us with their proposal and that we've taken a look at that. So it's, you know, again, it's based on the merits of what they're trying to do, of recover the property. Try to get the new campus, the new technical college campus on this site. So there's a real viable use for that property.